From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, the new strategy for Afghanistan, and it looks a lot like the one in Iraq. First, though, we go to Israel. For the third day in a row, Israel is pounding Gaza. Palestinians say more than 300 people have been killed in the offensive, hundreds more wounded, making it the deadliest violence there in 40 years. Joining us now is Washington Post Jerusalem Bureau Chief Griff Whitty. And tell us what happened today. Any let up in the fighting?
We've seen significant attacks continuing today. Israel has continued to attack targets in Gaza, Hamas targets, and Islamic Jihad commanders have also been killed. Meanwhile, militants in Gaza have been firing rockets at Israel. There have been dozens that have been fired today, and an Israeli was killed in the city of Ashkelon, which is a town that's just about 12 miles north of Gaza.
And Hamas is saying there will be no let-up in their offensive. What is Israel saying?
Israel is saying the same. The defense minister, Ehud Barak, told the parliament today that Israel is essentially in a state of all-out war with Hamas and that Israel has no intention of stopping its air campaign as long as Hamas continues to fire its rockets.
And meanwhile, Israeli soldiers are massed along the border. Is it expected that there will be a ground war?
Israeli officials are saying that it's certainly possible, and they have closed off the part of Israel that directly borders Gaza. They've created a military zone there. It's been closed to all civilians and to reporters, so we don't know exactly what is happening there now.
And what is Foreign Minister Tzipi Livni saying?
Well, the attitude of all Israeli officials has been that this is a necessary operation. Israel has no choice with all of the rockets that have been fired from Gaza in recent years. There have been thousands of them. That this is the time when things need to change, when Israel needs to completely eliminate the military threat of Hamas, basically force Hamas to the point where it has no choice but to agree to a ceasefire on terms that are very favorable to Israel.
Meanwhile, there have been protests around the world. How is the Middle East reacting in general?
Well, we've seen very strong protests in a lot of Middle Eastern cities. We've seen thousands of Arabs come out to support the people of Gaza. We haven't seen a stronger reaction from the governments of the Middle East. There are very mixed feelings, to say the least, among Middle Eastern governments toward Hamas, and they have not, so far at least, come out in strong support of Hamas. There have been more sort of statements of support for and stand again solidarity with the Palestinian people who are being killed in these attacks.
Well, can you describe to us what the situation is on the ground there in Gaza? What does it look like? What's going on in the hospitals?
It's a very bad situation. The hospitals are ill-equipped and not ready to deal with a mass casualty event like this one. Israel did allow humanitarian supplies to go into Gaza today. They allowed quite a few trucks to enter. Aid workers on the ground say that it's not enough, that there still is a real shortage there.
Griff Whitty is the Jerusalem Bureau Chief for The Washington Post. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Madeline.